welcome back to Senator 10 Mood Watch again with Lauren and Ross.
Hello.
Stan's Halloween theme. I'm really sad that it's gone. Thank you for being super chill about us having a week off last week. For anyone who doesn't follow us on Instagram, one, the fuck are you doing? Two, we got two little baby catitos. So we had to take last week off. It was very last minute getting two little catitos. So we took last week off just to kind of get them all settled in to Casa de McAllister.
Yeah.
They're currently playing WWE out in the hall, so if you hear that, no you don't. Since one of the cats is called Jurassic and the other one is called June, we thought it's only right that we did episodes for their namesakes. So this week we are chatting straight all about 1993's Jurassic Park.
Sure are, yeah.
How is your patter, Ross?
So it was released in June 1993, directed by the man himself, Steven Spielberg, starring Sam Neill, Laura Dern, Jeff Goldblum, Richard Attenborough, Samuel Jackson. Got a stat cast.
Aye, into
that it. Cast.
Into
a budget of $63 million and a box office of $1 billion. $1 billion.
That is fucking insane. Do you know what, though? I get it. Like what a film. Do you know what I mean?
A fucking class movie,
aye? Into it. General overview. Billionaire makes a zoo with dinosaurs and obviously it all just goes horribly wrong.
Goes,
do you know what I mean?
Picks up very quickly, aye?
100%. Why do you love this film?
Okay, I mean, it's just a class, like, fucking dinosaurs, like,
isn't it?
It's probably the only movie with dinosaurs in it that is decent.
Oh, 100%. Like, yeah, I'm the same as you.
I've been trying to rack my brain. I can't think of, I mean, there's probably some very obvious ones, but I can't think of any.
Aye.
That's, like, with dinosaurs.
No, 100%. No, this is the one. This is the OG. Do you
the
know
the dinosaur
I mean?
Movie, aye?
This, yeah, like, if you're going to, yeah, if you think dinosaur film, Jurassic Park's the first one that comes to your head. Like, and it's funny as well that, like, this came out in June 1993. We weren't even born yet.
No.
And this was just a pure staple at our youth. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, God, aye.
Because, obviously, I remember, like, watching this loads as a kid, and then the Walking with Dinosaurs TV show came out afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, way afterwards. And then, do you remember, like, the Hunterian would do, like, they had the huge, like, dinosaur statue on the grass, and you could go and, like, dig up dinosaur bones and all this kind of stuff, and it was pure nuts. It was so good. So, like, no, 4 out of 10, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I actually have a little bit, spoiler alert for useless information, on the effect that this movie had on paleontology as, like, a degree.
Oh, I imagine this really boosted it.
100%, 100%. I'll save it for later, but, like, genuinely. Yeah,
just a heads up for the people that maybe not for Glasgow, the Hunterian is a museum.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Yeah, sorry, guys. There's the art galleries in Glasgow, which has, like, obviously art, but, like,
funny
it's got,
that,
funnily enough,
I'll never catch on.
It's got, like, loads of, it's got, like, a huge dinosaur bit. Art galleries is huge, and the Hunterian is, like, smaller up near Glasgow University, but, fun fact, also has a collection of pickled bobbies that
pickled
me and
bobby.
Ross went up to be like, surely not, and nope, seen it there.
Right.
We'll dive straight into thoughts and opinions. I just need, like, 5 minutes just to talk shit about Spielberg, man. Like,
go for it,
you can really smell the Spielberg magic. Like, see, if you put this movie on and just had no clue about Steven Spielberg,
mm-hmm.
you would, like, you'd smell it immediately. Like, the music's class. There's always, in Steven Spielberg movies, there's always, like, enough peril for it to be dramatic without being overly terrifying. I mean, there's obviously bits in it that did freak us out as kids, do you know what I mean? But it's, like, he makes these movies that, it's like a gift, do you know what I mean? It's like you can just pass them through the generations, like, what, this is why movies like this and E.T., even, I know Poltergeist is supposed to not be a Spielberg movie, but it's fucking basically a Spielberg movie.
If you read
movie.
All the accounts, he directed the
fucker. 100%. And that's, like, for all it's a horror movie, it's still a horror movie that you could watch with, like, maybe older kids, do you know what I mean? But there's, like, you can sit down and watch Jurassic Park as, like, a family, and the adults are going to still enjoy it as much as the kids are going to enjoy it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, aye. I mean, what makes this movie for me is special effects. And that, like, for a movie 31 years old now,
totally.
It's, like, it's unreal. Like, even watching it last night, like, it doesn't look out of place.
Nope.
Like, this could have been released this year.
Yeah.
And the special effects is just as good as what, like stuff we're getting from Marvel and all that.
100%. It's aged beautifully. But see as well, like obviously like you're saying, like with the special effects, like practical and computer, I think this is why the newer Jurassic Parks don't hit the same. And I'm sorry to anybody who fucking loves the new ones.
The new ones aren't. I mean, the newest, the first three is just Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
they've,
yeah.
they've actually just remade it.
They did that though, all of them, do you know what I mean? Like the new, the first new Star Wars is basically A New yeah. Hope. And like they've done it well, all of the, what are they calling them now? Requels? Or reboots fuck. Or whatever the fuck. But it's basically
a cash grab. Just call it a cash grab.
Yeah. But it's basically like, remember everything you loved about the original? We're going to put it in this, but we're going to make it noisier. Do you know what I mean? Also, I just can't stand Chris Pratt. So I think that's why they don't hit for me either. But it just feels like...
he's a dick.
He is a dick. But the new ones are just like, they feel very clinical. There's not that like kind of magic joy.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like... everyone in a Spielberg movie looks buzzing to be there. Do you know what I mean? Like, Indiana Jones must have been an absolute buzz. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Spielberg just does they miss. Do you know what I mean? Like, ever. And, well, apart from Fablemans, but that doesn't count. That's his own thingy. But, like, I just, yeah, it's every time we watch this and it's like, as soon as nobody captures that joy in the opening credits. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, normally you need to be about halfway through a film to be like, this is great. But, like, as soon as you press play on a Spielberg movie, like, the theme song will start, like, the credits roll, and you're just like, great, I'm still here for it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, he's got it down to a T. Like, he make, like, family and kids movies. Like, Spielberg knows what he's doing.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, he can also make your... fucking want to rip your own throat out and cry. Like movies like Schindler's List. But he's one of the very few directors that can he can kind of do it all.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, Schindler's List, like, ruined lives. Like,
yeah.
Like, I had never seen Schindler's List. And you were like, I've seen it once and I'll never watch it again. And then you watched it with me. And, like, I was bawling, sobbing. And then as soon as the movie turned off, Ross was like, that is enough. I've seen it twice and I will never watch this movie again.
Like, there's not... I can't think of many that can turn the hat to all of these. Like,
absolutely
not. All the different genres he's done.
Absolutely not. And, like, he's at least... if he's not been involved in the rest of them, he's at least... his movies are kind of like the springboard for a franchise, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park, there's like fucking six of them now. There's a new one coming out next year with Scarlett Johansson and Jonathan Bailey from Bridgerton and soon-to-be Wicked movie. They are going to be in it. That's the thing though, is like these days I'm not buzzing about a Jurassic Park movie, do you know what I mean? Like,
nah.
I'm not pure, like if there's other things in the cinema, I'll be like, I'd rather go and see something else. But if you put on... the original first, I'll say two, because the third one's pretty shite.
Yeah, the third one
falls
apart.
With the raptor that goes, Alan.
Yeah.
But, like, if you stick on the first two Jurassic Parks, I'm happy, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't need the other ones, do you know what I mean? But again, the people have just bounced off Spielberg and went, cool, great,
just
do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think it's just the way he does it, because I don't know about how he does it now, but it's, like, all practical, like, mostly practical. The actors can actually... like, they're actually feeling it, like, when it's the sick... of course, my dinosaur names are terrible.
Triceratops?
I will call it that.
Stegosaurus?
Is it, like, that's an actual, like... they've built that.
Yep.
And, like, so they can actually act with it.
Yep.
Whereas now it would just be a fucking bother they're looking at.
Yeah, 100%. And that's something Spielberg's always, like, died on a hill for, do you know what I mean? Like, even, like, Jaws, when you... read up on the nick of Jaws, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of how behind schedule it was because the fucking animatronic was breaking.
Aye.
Like, all this stuff. But he was like, no, like, this is how we're doing it, do you know what I mean? And obviously with Jaws, you got the kind of innovation of let's not show the monster, let's, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was through necessity, they had to do it.
Exactly, exactly. But that's something, like, even these more modern ones, he still goes as practical as possible. Do you know what I mean? Obviously now, Spielberg, like, you can't tell me this man's just never always got a blank check. Do you know what I mean?
Nobody's like, going to tell him to hurry up and finish his 100%, film.
100%. Like, now they'll be like, you take your time, wee man. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, it is something I really do appreciate, good practical effects, and it's something he's always kind of stuck with. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Even Indiana Jones, when they look at the Grail and it's like they all turn to like sand yeah. and stuff. Horrific, terrifying, looks great. Do you know yeah. what I mean? I think as well, what's good about this movie, and not just like obviously we've just talked about Spielberg, but like see the script. Like this movie is so ridiculously quotable. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
die.
Know that Leonardo DiCaprio meme from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood when he's like,
yeah,
like,
looking at the yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was literally us all of last night with the like, life finds a way, welcome to Jurassic Park. Like, what is it like, man? Defeat God, make dinosaurs, and then women in her
yeah, yeah.
and all this kind of shit. Like, there were so many bits last night where we were like, and another one. Like, life finds a way is just part of our daily chat. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll just ask you something and you'll be like, oh, life finds a way, isn't it?
So obviously the script and that is great in it,
yeah.
but it's the characters as well. Like, none of them give you a bad performance.
No, and they're also like, well-rounded, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but like, you don't need to. Do you know the way when you watch other movies and it's like, this is Sam. Sam is 30. Sam likes yeah. to do this. Sam does not like to do this. Like, within the first 10 minutes with Sam Neill, you know he fucking loves dinosaurs and hates kids. Great.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like, with a lot of movies, you struggle to figure out who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in this, you, within meeting them and seeing them for the first 5 minutes, like, I know what they're all about.
Yep.
I know what they're after. I know what. Like, the deal is here,
totally.
Which you don't get with a lot of, like, nowadays I think it has to be, like, over-explained, or it has to be some fucking metaphor for something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, right, just tell me, is he an arsehole?
Yeah.
What's he doing it for? Like, the Dennis, or doing it for money, because yeah. he doesn't pay me enough, then it shows you them arguing, is it? That's all you need.
Yeah.
I now know his motivations. 100%. That's fine with me.
100%. Like, even, like, when Jeff Goldblum doesn't even need to open his mouth, but the way he shows up with, like, the shirt yeah. half open, the chest hair out, the chain, the tight trousers, and then starts talking, like, money-wise, you're like, okay, this is a smarmy arsehole.
Yeah.
It's, like, here for the money side of it. Like, and they all are so, like, perfectly cast in this movie. Like, Sam Neill and Laura Dern just have this, like, beautiful chemistry. Like, everything in this movie, as much as this is a movie about dinosaurs, feels incredibly natural. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
of course these two guys are going to a park. Do you know what I mean?
That's the thing. They're not even in it together for, like, most of the film.
Nah.
But you still get that.
Totally.
Like, most of the movie's just basically her looking for Sam Neill.
Yep.
Then it's the finale, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah. And I love it. I just love Richard Attenborough just as this ditzy wee professor that's got the money, and he's like, I'll make a park of dinosaurs. And Sam Neill's just fucking horrified.
Aye. He's buzzing at first until, I think, the realisation hits. He's like, this was never a good idea.
Yeah, that pure, like, after deep consideration, I will not be endorsing your park. He's like, yeah, me neither.
Which I find weird, because obviously the second one, it's another park they go to. So he's done this twice.
Yeah.
Is it how, like, how fucking insane do you need to be for that?
I mean, we're on Jurassic Park 6, Ross, do you know what I mean?
I know, but that's
just hunters are rogue dinosaurs cutting about and these wee islands.
That's
like
the fucking idea, like, oh, we need to genetically modify these things.
Yeah.
Like, in the later ones, it was like, they just take it to far the new ones, but in this, is it. This is going with that much success. I've put another fucking $1 trillion into doing it on another island.
Yeah.
You had no idea this. It doesn't work, obviously, for them, but I was like, what do you do with them?
they're just rogue, mate.
Just
they're
leave
just
them,
right? See, like, again, if it comes out in, like, the later Jurassic Park movies that we know what happened with them, we don't know, we stop watching. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I've watched the first one. After that, I've lost interest.
No, we watched the second one.
Did we?
And there's been another two that's came out since that we never bothered to arse with.
I don't plan to either.
Nah. Like, yeah, because see how you're saying that, like, obviously in the new ones it's all, like, genetically modified? Is that not the thing that, like, it's not a T-Rex, but, like, they've basically like cloned this thing, and it's like the smartest dinosaur ever.
Yeah.
They're like fucking, and it's like
camouflage and all that, or something. Yeah, isn't it? Something weird.
It's like you've basically made the perfect killing machine and then put it in a fucking theme park.
Yeah.
You idiots. Do you know what I mean? I think that's another fun thing about Jurassic Park. Well, any of them, but mostly this one is like, no, obviously when it starts off the tour and Richard Attenborough's like just pure buzzing,
yeah,
that he's like figured this out and he's like, look at all my scientists, la la la, and Sam Neill's face is like horrified. Like, this really is the main you can but should you, yeah, movies, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, this just was never a good idea for the beginning.
Nah, he's just buzzing that he's like being able to do it, but like everyone else is like, I don't know. And like when they're at the dinner table, like she's like, you've re-engineered these plants that were obviously there when dinosaurs were a thing, but now they don't know, like the climate's completely changed now, like these things are poisonous and they will attack, and dinosaurs did that, and he's just like, oh come on, it'll be a laugh. Do you know what I mean? Like, he gets really annoyed that they're not automatically endorsing his thing, and it's like, because this is a fucking terrible idea, do you know what I mean?
I don't think it's a if you could do it, then by all means do it. But you would need to have better preparation and more safety measures.
100%.
I get the feeling, now I think the book's different, because I said this at the start, but this is a novel first.
Yep.
But I think he's more cutthroat in the novel. He comes across a bit of a bastard in
there. Oh, really? Right,
like, okay. He's just doing it for money.
I've not read the book.
No, never. I can't read, so it's fine. But it's your man that wrote ER and all that as well, done
Michael
it.
Yeah, Michael Crichton.
Aye. Done the original Westworld as well.
He's stacked by now. He's absolutely stacked.
But from what I believe, he's more of a bastard than that. But
Fair enough. Until
I can read, then only way I'll know is for this movie.
Until I learn how to read.
Like, you get the feeling in this, like in the movie, that, I mean, it doesn't explicitly say, but they're just kind of taking his money.
Yeah.
He's like, I've got an idea, and I'm like, I will do it. These scientists, that they don't care.
Nah. And it's funny as well. I mean, it's not funny, but it kind of is. How, like, obviously we're talking about genetic, like, you've cloned dinosaurs, right, from the genetics of a mosquito. But, like, they just treat it like a zoo. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, you're like, oh, but the obviously you have, like, man-eating lions and shit in zoos. But, like, these are fucking dinosaurs. Do you know what I mean? Like, see when they're going through the like trek in the cars, and they're like, oh, there's no dinosaurs, oh, there's no dinosaurs. And I said that to you last night. I was like, that's like fucking going to Edinburgh Zoo, and you go up to see the lions, and the lions are like at the other side of the enclosure.
Like, what's the point?
Either away for a kip. And it's like, could you, but like, in what world would you be disappointed in seeing a dinosaur? Do you know what I mean? I think they do that in like one of the new ones where it's like, oh, another dinosaur, and it's like, where are you? Like, how is that not the coolest fucking thing you've ever seen?
I would get to the point, though, where once you've seen it, like, I can, like, the first of the new ones, I can understand why they redo them all, like, re-modify them, that, because once you've seen it all, and if you go there, you're going, like, they're just normal.
You can't be turning around and being like, oh, a dinosaur. Cool. Do you know what I mean? Like, I still think it's cool going to the fucking zoo to see penguins. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but it's one of those things is that, yeah, it's cool to see, but you're not going to have that, like, shock and awe, like, after seeing it a few times.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. This was one of my A's, but I'll bring it up now, right? Is, now, say, obviously, in this one, Jurassic Park is, like, a massive failure, right? And then you keep going along the new ones and it gets bigger and better.
Yeah.
And it really does become like a theme park, right? But like, how much is it for a ticket to Jurassic Park? Because in the first one, this one, you're seeing a T-Rex, raptors, the drag queen ones that go...
Yeah.
They're like...
Where do they go? All right.
Yes. Like, there's an array of fucking dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh yeah, cool. Because like, I was looking up, like, the zoo's like, what, £30 to get in?
And that's too fucking dear.
Right? So I'm saying you're going to be about £200-300 to get into Jurassic Park.
Does the lawyer no mention it? I was like, oh, without a coupon day, you can charge up to 10 grand.
Shut the fuck up. Is that not in the
That's in the movie, is it not? I'm sure the lawyer says that to him. Is it? You can charge up to 10,000.
Holy shit. Like, I must have been on my phone at that point.
Because I looked the same thing up. Like, I was looking it up, and in the... I know we keep going back to the new one. The new ones are piss, right? But this, it gives you the most information on them.
Yeah.
Is that for the island they're in, it's an 8-hour journey by ferry, and that's the only way you can go, like, for a normal ticket.
Yeah.
But that alone, somebody's actually, like, done the worked out rough maths. That's $1,000.
Just to get there?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But then once you get there, because they would own the island, because obviously they would need to own them to fucking have dinosaurs and shit on it.
Yeah.
They would own all the stuff, so the ticket might be cheaper, but you could pay, say, $500 for a ticket, which, to see dinosaurs is pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But then they could charge you £1,000 for...
To get, like, there and back.
Do you want to live here as well? Because you would need to live there. You can't do 8 hours, every day.
Go and get a hotel,
That could be $500 a night.
Fucking hell,
You want food? $200 for a ham sandwich. They could take the one. It's their own. It'd be their own economy.
Well, that just poo-poos your entire point then of, like, looking at dinosaurs and being like, ah, there's a dinosaur. Because if you're saving up all this money, you're spending all this money to just cut about with dinosaurs, you're going to fucking enjoy yourself. Like, see if we went, if you and me had saved up, right, we've been planning this dream holiday. We're going to be surrounded by dinosaurs. If we got off that 8-hour ferry and you went, well, that's a dinosaur.
Yeah, but
I would punch you in the face.
Yeah, but what happens after you do it once? You're not doing
it
again.
It's not like you can do it again, though. Like, I don't know about you, Ross, but I'm not getting $5,000 just
to fly. The business plan doesn't really work for them, then.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, well, but we're mug punters. Do you know what I mean? They're obviously wanting, like, the echelons, you know.
But that's not enough for them to...
Like, now the way...
Like, it must cost a lot to fucking clone dinosaurs, though.
But, like, now the way the Kardashians buy out, like, Disneyland so they can have a birthday party, I wonder if, like, you would buy out Jurassic Park, just like you and the Raptors cutting about.
Probably could.
See, in this, I'm gonna talk about it, right? See the T-Rex scene where you see the water swaying... And it's like, the T-Rex scene is, spoiler alert, my favourite scene in the movie, right? And there's a reason this is the most iconic one, because it's the slow fucking build-up. It's the, like, boof, water swaying, boof, water swaying. And they're all pure like, what the fuck's going on? And you see, like, the goat, and then the goat goes missing, and then the fucking leg hits the motor, and then you see the thing, and it's just so class. It's so well done. Like...
Yeah, it's just Spielberg cooking, isn't it? Like, the guy knows how to create tension in a movie.
Oh my god. Like, obviously he does it, like, beautifully several times during this movie. Like, when the car's in the tree, the wee boy's stuck up the tree, and Sam Neill goes to get him, and then you just see the wheel turn, and Sam Neill's like, yeah, we better get down, like, do you know what I mean? And then even later on, when they need to climb the electric fence... And, like, obviously they're in, like, Samuel Jackson, Richard Attenborough and Laura Dern, they're all running about trying to get the mainframe back on.
Yeah.
Sam Neill and the Waynes are climbing, and then you just hear the alarm and you're like, fucking run!
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter how many times, like, I don't even want to attempt to count how many times we've seen this movie throughout our lives, do you know what I mean?
God,
and every time it gets to the electric wire scene, you're like, fucking move! Do you know what I mean? Like, and that really is a testament of... A great 10 out of 10 would watch again movie, because every time you watch it, you're still getting excited. You're still getting, like, in awe. Like, even if there's, like, a jump bit, you're still kind of jumping. Do you know what I mean? Like, nah, just...
I don't know anyone that doesn't like this movie.
No.
Like, I don't know how you can hate this movie anyway.
I have met the odd person, though, that's never seen this movie. And I'm like,
that's bizarre.
Isn't it? Like, yeah. I don't know what, again, if you've never seen Jurassic Park, I don't know why you're listening to this episode, go and watch it. But, like, if you've not seen it, let us know why you've not seen it. Because I understand when people are like, oh yeah, I just never got around to it and now it's too late. But about, like, stupid things like Breaking Bad or something, that's the first one that's came to my head. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, if you never watch, even Game of Thrones, like, oh, I never watched it at the time and now it's too late for me and I know everything that happens. Fair fucks. This is Jurassic Park. Do you know what I mean? It's like when people turn around and say they've never seen E.T. and it's like, It's on ITV2 every Sunday. Yeah. Like, how
so
have
you Jurassic
never...
Park. There was a run where that was just all it was on is terrestrial telly.
Genuinely, ITV2 only ever plays E.T., Jurassic Park, all the Harry Potter movies, or Back to the Future. Yeah. That is literally all they play.
Yeah.
All they fucking play. So, like, if you've no good Netflix, just put ITV2 on a Sunday.
At some point, you'll get
and
it,
you'll watch them. Do you know what I mean? There's just some movies that I'm like, okay, that you've never seen it, but like, how, like, physically, how have you got through your life and you've never seen it?
It's harder to avoid it.
Into it.
Oh, God,
I just, I know you just slagged me for the drag queen dinosaurs, but like, shout out to the fucking drag queen dinosaurs, man. I cannot remember what they're called. I read their name and I was like, there's no way I can say that without butchering it. But it's the ones who like fan out of the sides and go,
yeah.
One more time.
Go for it.
But like, honestly, that is that dinosaur, that is the most accurate depiction of our Jurassic the cat.
He's a fucking numpty.
I swear to God, this cat is not as right. He's like this tiny wee floofball, but like wild. Like, this cat watched Jackass, like, or something, and just is like, I'm going to recreate it. Like, flies through tubes, batters his head off doors, and then turns around and looks like you, like, you're a dick. Like, last night, he jumped from the cat tree onto the lamp, like, the lampshade on the main light in the hall, and was just hanging there, and I was like, get down!
Oh, no, I'm surprised he's not giving himself brain damage.
Oh, 100%, 100%. We're going to take these cats to the vet, and they'll be like, hey, what happened to your cat? Like, hey, well.
He's fucked.
Yeah. See, like, as well, what I think is a really endearing thing about this movie is Sam Neill with the kids. Like, obviously, see, again, within the first 5 minutes of the movie, you know Sam Neill hates kids, right? And even when he sees the grandkids, he's like, fuck's sake. Aye. Do you know what I mean? And Pierre trying to give all the kids a run around and all this, and then obviously he gets stuck with them. And then just instantly is, like, nurturer of the year, do you know what I mean? Like, saves them, protects them. See when they're up in the tree with the Brachiosaurus, like...
Yeah, yeah.
And he's, like... like, obviously, he's, like, trying to get her, like, calm around the dinosaurs and stuff, right? This is kind of off-tangent, but makes me laugh, right? See when he does the noise to the Brachiosaurus, when he's, like, trying to shout out to it, does the call, and they all look up. I really want to know what he said in Brachiosaurus language, right? Because... Because, like, there'll be times where we meow at the cats, and they turn around like, what the fuck did you say? Aye. So, like, I want to know what he said.
You're starting raging. What the fuck did you just call me?
I'm just trying to eat my fucking dinner.
Fucking prick.
100%. See as well when the raptors come into play, this is another thing that just Spielberg's cooking. Sorry, Ross, you can talk in 5 minutes. I'm on a roll, right? Like, when the raptors come into play, obviously they're like really slowly built up throughout the movie. Yeah. Like, obviously they're the ones that eat the guy at the very start. Then when they go around, they're like, oh, you better fucking watch, like, this enclosure. Like, they're really smart, they're hunting. And then it's like slower and slower, and then they get found and he gets munched. And then when they're in the kitchen with the kids, and they're like opening doors and they're running about and all this stuff, fucking hell! Like, that used to see that kitchen scene freaked me out so much.
But when he's
kid.
In the, what do you call it, the storage bit?
Oh, like the dumbwaiter. Aye, kind of
dumbwaiter
thing.
Type situation. Aye, and it just peels through. As a kid, it used to terrify me.
Horrific. Yeah. Like, it's not. Also, just like end of the movie, like T Rex versus Raptor. What a chef's kiss moment, do you know what I mean? Like, and I do feel like they've tried to capture that in all of the other Jurassic Park movies, but it just doesn't hit the same as this one, you know?
Nah, that's kind of your big selling point, I think.
Yeah,
when it, like, the T-Rex bursts through and the wee flag thing, the wee banner unfurls and that.
Yeah.
But if it was that was shot for the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a heavy trailer shot, but it's just class.
It, like, works every time. Yeah.
Like, imagine being 93, seeing that, you're like, because there couldn't have been much more.
Being 93?
In 93. Oh, be in 93, you muppet.
Be in 93.
Being 93, much? I don't think you'll care.
I thought you said being 93. No. I was like, I'd have a fucking heart attack if I watched that if I was 93.
No, to be in 1993.
Right, sorry. Sorry, Ross. Sorry.
Fucking hell, man.
We took a week off and then we carry podcast.
I gave up, man. I quit. But, like, because I don't really know what other, like, special effects movies were. Now, maybe we've benefited out. We've probably watched a heavy HD remastered Bad Boy, but I never mentioned it. Watch the original, like, That's just fucking shocking.
I 100% the old VHS, yeah. The grainy VHS.
But
yeah.
No, as I say, that was for the trailer.
100%.
I'll need to look up the trailer. If that's not in it, I'll be shocked.
Yeah.
Like, just to end this, but then I've got a bit about the music.
Yes.
Like, John Williams.
Sorry, my voice absolutely
cracked.
Yeah,
what the fuck was that? Fucking hell.
I just got really excited. Sorry, no, it's carry on.
Yeah.
Shut up, you asshole.
Jeez, oh, fucking hell, man. Oh, what a day. So, John Williams, who I've done the score for this music for it, like, some of the stuff he's done is just unreal. The guy,
John Williams is the man.
I like, so he's done, obviously, done this. He's done Star Wars.
Yep.
Like, he including the Imperial March. That's the big piece for that.
100%.
Jaws, he's done a lot of Spielberg stuff. Yeah. Obviously, I think they two are just, you need a job, I've got you.
100%.
E.T. Mm-hmm. and Indiana Jones mm-hmm. and fucking Schindler's List. But he also done the first three Harry Potter movies.
Yep.
Hedwig's Theme.
Yep.
Which is the big one mm-hmm. for that. The bit that got me, though, is 55 Oscar nominations. And he's only got 5 wins.
What?
Is it? I think it's just a case of, you can't win them all, mate.
You can't even. Hans Zimmer's like, fucking keep me one.
Aye. He's the most nominated living person. And he's only behind Walt Disney.
Amazing.
But he's got 59 and obviously Big John's got 54.
Big John. I think that's the thing, though, is like, if you think music sound, like movie music soundtracks, it's either Hans Zimmer or John Williams, isn't it? Yeah. Like, that's
Danny Elfman as well.
But like, okay, they're like, but
they're your three.
The ones off the top of your heads, if they were like, name a movie music composer. Do you know what I mean? But like, John Williams, like they do, I'd love to go, they do like concerts of like John Williams music and like Hans Zimmer stuff with like bits of the movies. And like people who have went say it's incredible, say it's amazing.
Oh, well, be
and it'd be so class. I think that's the thing though, is like, you might not know who John Williams is, and you might not be able to, like, if someone was to be like,
probably actually pick him up.
No, that's the thing. Like, if somebody was like, actually, oh, who's John Williams, name three songs, you'd be like, what? But as soon as somebody played the songs that he's done, you're going to know every single one of them. My dad's got one of those, like, the best of John Williams CDs out of, like, a newspaper. And the amount of it, honestly, like, he just used to put it on, and I'd be like, I know that.
It's unreal, right?
Do you know what I mean?
Aye. That you wonder, like, because nowadays it's more they're getting like musicians to do it. Obviously, John Williams is a musician, but you don't really get score writers anymore. It's like fucking, or you want an edgy thing, get Trent Reznor.
I was literally about to say that, Trent Reznor, like, and Atticus Ross. They do banging soundtracks.
Oh no, I'm not saying that, but it's like the days of actual writing your own, like you're doing the score mm-hmm. for the film rather than, because you just get songs now. It's not exactly, doesn't need to fit the movie itself.
Johnny Marr's been doing the Spider-Man movies, do you know what I mean? He's been thinking, but yeah, no, I get what you mean, like, there's not, like, a specific, like, the only ones that are doing, like, full scores are, like, Hans Zimmer.
Yeah.
And, like, because Hans Zimmer's stuff is just chef's kiss, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I get what you mean, like, movie soundtracks now, it is all, like, if it's a Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross thing, I understand they make does this make sense when I say it, they make atmospheric music, but I wouldn't call it a film score?
I get you.
Like, the first one that's coming off the top of my head, Gone Girl, right? Now, there's not exactly a theme to Gone Girl, but it's just different kind of atmospheric techno music, like, the
whole
that's
through. It.
And, like, Challengers, not their newest one, but, like, Challengers is different of the same beats, but the whole way through, do you know what I mean? And I understand that is what a fucking score is that it's the same thing the whole way through. But what I mean is that, like, when it's Hans Zimmer, when it's John Williams, it's the low kind of steady thing the whole way through.
You can tell what it is.
Yeah.
Like, who it is.
Yeah. Whereas, like, with the Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross stuff, I'm not slagging them at all. I think they're great. Social Network soundtrack's class. Challengers has not been... That's going to ruin my Spotify rap this year. But it is all just, like, separate songs rather than a continuous thing. Yeah.
That's it. They could release that as an album.
100%.
And, like, it wouldn't be needed for a movie.
100%.
Whereas you look at... We're going to look at Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
I mean, Howard Shore done it.
Yep.
But didn't include him. He done a lot of stuff with Scott. He's done a lot of Scorsese stuff in that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you put that on, you're like, well, that's Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
You put something for The Social Network, you're going to be like, oh, that's in The Social Network.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're not going to be, that is The Social Network. You're like, that's in
yeah,
it.
Like,
yeah,
like, the soundtracks to these movies make, like, they're part of the movie, mm-hmm. like, rather than, or they've made that for it. Is it, no, this is.
Yeah.
Like, This is the movie itself as well.
James Horner as well did Titanic and Braveheart. He's obviously done more, but that's the two that are coming off my head. And that's the same kind of thing, yeah. But, like, Trent Reznor, please don't shout at us. Like, your stuff's great. I'm a huge fan. But like,
oh, no, the stuff's good. It's just, it's not. I mean, we're saying it as if it's just Trent Reznor doing this. It's most movies nowadays, it's only your really proper.
I mean, look at The Substance. We watched The Substance. Fucking class, by the way. But that's all remixes of, like, the Pump It Up song.
Yeah, yeah.
It's remixes of that. They've got that really, like, the class tune for when The Substance comes on mm-hmm. and when Margaret Qualley's cutting about. But it's just kind of, that movie isn't, it's not a score, it's a soundtrack, if you know what I mean. Like, that's just 10 different songs, like, back to back kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a soundtrack for it. It's not a, not a score for it.
Yeah, 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 totally.
Right, now we're finished with that, right, I've got a question for you.
Oh, God.
Now, say they said to you, right, you can make Jurassic Park, have it all cloned in that. What do you do to stop it from fucking up?
I just wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it.
So if you could do it, you just wouldn't?
If you gave me the squillions of dollars, I'm telling you right now, there's other things I'd want to spend my money on than cloning a dinosaur.
Nah, I would want to do it. It'd be class.
Aye, right, okay. You can have the fucking pet raptor. I mean, we've got two pet raptors out there, but I think if I was gonna, which I wouldn't, but if I was gonna, you would be getting, like, because all this, I feel like security is number one, right? So, like, obviously you need to clone the dinosaurs, right? But let's make the fucking habitats secure, you know, like, and so I would be putting in the best of gear for that, because in this movie the fucking security, like, the security systems go down because obviously Big Dennis fucks them
non-existent.
Up, but they're very, like, the T-Rex bites his way through the wires instantly, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's not really any guards cutting about, there's not really, like, nobody's, like, badge checking, you know?
Nah.
Like, so
what I can gather, there's three people that work on that island.
Yeah.
Like, Samuel Jackson, Dennis, Nedry, and the security guy.
Yeah.
That's it.
The raptor guy, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Three people. Is it, you're telling me that
yous are all running yous this
can run
there?
This,
aye, fuck off. I wouldn't, see as well, like, he's obviously surrounding himself. I think it's kind of more, it's more shown in, like, the second one, but he's surrounded by, like, money stealers and, all that. You wouldn't surround yourself with people like that. You would properly do background checks on your employees.
Yeah.
Because how are you employing someone like Dennis, who also looks shifty as fuck?
Aye.
And just be like, I know, it's fine. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're trying to tell me there's not other security guys and hackers.
Yeah, there are people that can't do that.
Yeah, I fear this question I'm now encroaching on is, but, like, also, if you're bringing scientists on and the scientists say, don't do this, just don't do it, mate.
Yeah.
Like, Jurassic Park is a terrible fucking idea. Terrible idea. Like, would be class, is class, but no. Like, see if you turned around to me and was like, oh my God, we're going to go meet a T-Rex. You know I would be the fanny that would get munched. So, nah, I'm out.
Nah, man, I think, like, the first thing you need to do, no flying animals, because in the later ones, flying animals, you can't control that.
Yeah. You can't control any of them.
Ah, you can, right?
Right, no bother, Ross.
There's a reason they're not here anymore, right?
Right.
Just had a word of look, wrap it, right?
What,
wrap your pish now.
I would love that if you're at Jurassic Park and, like, the T-Rex is like, shut it.
Aye. I've got armed security.
Okay.
But that's for the people. Because you're not shooting a fucking T-Rex to death.
No, and you know there's always some fanny that's pure like, oh, I'm just going to put my hand in here. And then they'll shout at you for having no hand, even though there'll be signs everywhere.
No, I wouldn't put signs up. I'd be like, oh, what did you think was going to happen? Is it, I'm going to sue you, is it? cool.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're a fucking idiot. Like, yeah. you'll kill yourself with the money anyway.
That's like when people, like, put their hands in, like, a gorilla cage or, like, the gorilla enclosure and then wonder why the gorillas ripped their arms off. Like, what did you think was going to happen?
Oh, no, who could have seen this happen? Like, oh, no, the error of my ways.
The consequences of my actions. Like, these are wild animals. Like, in a zoo, like, in real life, our closest thing, gorillas, lions, I mean, penguins aren't going to really attack you, but you know what I mean? Like, fucking giraffes will give you a good nuzzle, do you know what I mean? Rhinos and hippos and shit. Like, why are you trying to touch it when this thing could turn on you in a second?
I mean,
so why are you doing it with a dinosaur?
We really shouldn't be putting them in zoos anyway.
No, I know.
I was like...
We do this every time, though. Like, you and me, remember when we went to that... The Sea Life Centre in
fucking disgrace.
Yeah, we went to Sea Life Centre in Tenerife when we were on holiday, and the whole way round we were like, we really shouldn't be here.
Yeah,
this is really
this is
bad.
Depressing, eh?
This was like right after the Blackfish documentary came out, and it was only when we got to the top of the park we realised that we were in the park that was in fucking Blackfish. And basically, this is such a tangent. Basically, like, to get to the other side of the park, they've done it that you have to sit through the orca thing.
Get fucking bammed up.
Honestly, right, because we were like, there's got to be a way around. We couldn't find one. And then we ended up getting caught in the crowd and we were just sitting and we were like, I feel really bad. But like, honestly, man,
that was poor for them.
And then it was like after that, we were like, why did we go? Like, we felt so bad for the moment. Like... Yeah, you and me are terrible. Like, we'll be like, oh, Mum, we'll go to the zoo. And then we spend the whole time in the zoo being like, that's a pure sin, isn't it?
Like, you see it, and is it, oh, they've moved to a sanctuary now where there's that, and is it, you're moving to be a sanctuary in England.
Yeah.
These animals are from Brazil.
Yeah.
Is it, how are you replicating Brazil in England, you crackpot? Oh, I've grown a few trees. Fuck off. Chip them back. Like, sanctuary's not an odd, is it? Oh, no, we want the protection. But they're for us, is it? If you can, there must be sanctuaries in Brazil and that would do it.
And the
countries where they're from.
That's like, remember, we watched that crazy TV show, that Chimp Crazy, and they were like, oh, there's a chimp sanctuary. Now, I understand, obviously, these are all chimps that, like, have grown up in captivity. Like, they would not survive in the wild.
Yeah.
But, like, they're just jumping up. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, going, there's, like you say, there's got to be sanctuaries in the... in their natural habitats, you know, where these guys are from.
Yeah, I mean, it's just strange. That stuff always annoys me, but I mean, when we go to the zoo, you say, we're like, what the fuck are we doing here?
I heard every time we're like, oh, this sounds like a good idea, and then you get really happy to see penguins, and then after it, we're like, that lion looks really depressed, doesn't it?
Like they're all
that
just,
giraffe looks really sad.
They're all just lying there doing nothing.
Aye, because I'm sorry, would you rather be in pishy rain in Edinburgh or Africa? Do you know what I mean? Would you rather be roaming the Pride Lands or sitting in Edinburgh under grey clouds? Like, this is smashing.
Aye, there's some ugly fucking wench staring at you, throwing stuff at you.
100%. Sorry, anyway, go back to why your Jurassic Park would be better. That was quite the tangent we went on.
Ah, fuck it. That's what we're famous for on this. Aye, so the armed security, I would do it that they would have a fence, but there would need to be like some sort of thing after the fence. So I've thought like trenches. So they can't. I'm talking like a mile wide here and like so deep that if they fall in it, they're just stuck there.
Why do I feel like you've sat up all night thinking about this?
Because I have. Like, if you'd done that, then, like, as soon as they fall in, they'll be like, the fuck did I do now?
Oh, fuck. T-Rex, I'm in a trench.
T-Rex, 10 arms, he's not climbing his way out. Like, once they're gone for a kip, you just crane them up, put them back. They'll learn not to do it again.
Fucks. Yes. Yeah, well, especially with the raptors, do you know what I mean? They're learning on the job. Like, they'll be like, no trench. I like this.
But then, obviously, you couldn't have any swimming off.
No.
Because it fucking pisses me off, the flying ones. And the swimming ones, is it? You can't stop that.
Yeah.
And is it, oh, we've got a dome. Is it fucking made of glass?
Yeah. The big one and the new one that like leaps out.
It's so stupid.
It's supposed to be like a fucking, the Jurassic Park version of an orca show. This thing's like 50 foot long. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Fucking lot of balls.
And they're like, oh no, it's escaped. It's going round the island. It's a 50 foot long dinosaur. What the fuck did you think was going to happen?
But 90% of your park is, if it fucks up, is going to be a human error.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. You're going to have fannies that will press the wrong button. You're going to have like people like Dennis. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's how I would make my park, and it would be fine.
Okay. No, I like your confidence. Yeah. I like this.
Dig a trench. Fling a T-Rex at it. Fucking see what happens.
Okay, so our newest category, but one that we've been talking about for the past few episodes, is Let's Go! And it's basically the bit of the movie that you're just so pumped and hyped about. What's your Let's Go moment?
It has to be the welcome to Jurassic, like the first interaction when you see the dinosaurs.
Yeah, welcome to Jurassic Park.
It's got to be that, isn't it? What are those?
Oh, what a theme song.
It's got to be that.
Horrifically parodied everywhere.
Oh, it's been murdered.
Especially that, was it Count the Celebrities Do Countdown?
It's a massive park.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, it's great. It's just class, that bit.
I hate us so much.
Oh, so do I, trust
you. Mine's is the same as you. Like, when the helicopter swoops in as they're coming into the island, and you hear the kind of start of the Jurassic Park theme, and that's kind of building you up to then when they come out of the van and clock the dinosaurs, and he's like, "Welcome to Jurassic Park." You're like, "Yes!" Either that, or when the T-Rex roars at the end, after it's like beating the raptors, and as the banner comes out,
buzzing.
This whole thing's full of Let's Go moments. But that's my two. Do you have a favourite scene?
Mine is T-Rex.
Yeah.
T-Rex car scene, isn't it? That whole, it must be 10 minutes or something. Mm-hmm. It's just the first time you get to proper see it, and it looks great. And it's got to be that for me.
I'm totally with you, man. I'm totally with you. And it's one of those things as well, again, it's so impactful just in modern culture. See if people do this on the daily, do you know what I mean? If the water swing is fuck, watch out. Do you know what I mean? No, 4 out of 10. I'll dive into some useless information and then we'll go on Ace, because I've got some good stuff. Ain't you like it?
No, I didn't, did you?
So, according to the director of the National History Museum, interest in paleontology had dipped due to the space race and the atomic age. After this movie was released, it boomed, and more people were going to university to get a paleontology degree. As a result, new dinosaurs have been discovered, as much as 50 each year.
Nice.
How mad is that?
Fucking Spielberg, you've done it again,
man. Know what I mean? Wayne's have watched this, and I totally get it, because I was saying at the start, obviously everyone watched this as a kid, and then we had Walking with Dinosaurs and all this kind of thing, and I don't know if other countries and cities museums did the same, but they were everywhere, do you know what I mean? So I totally get it.
Definitely.
Even now they do the Walking with Dinosaurs shows, do you know what I mean? Not Dinosaurs on Ice, but that kind of vibe, do you know what I mean? Where they do. During filming, Hurricane Iniki hit and all of the cast and crew were kept in the ballroom until it had subsided. Richard Attenborough went to his hotel instead and slept the whole way through.
Class.
When asked about it by a fellow crew member, he advised, "My dear boy, this is nothing. I survived the Blitz." And I had to just sit there for 5 minutes and be like, fuck, Richard Attenborough survived the Blitz. Do you know what I mean?
No, dude.
Honestly, man, pour one out. So, the T-Rex would occasionally malfunction due to the rain.
Of course.
A producer said later in interviews that the crew would be having lunch and then suddenly the T-Rex would come alive and start roaring and moving and would, quote, scare the crap out of everyone. During the scenes with the T-Rex, if the roar sound box stopped working, Steven Spielberg would roar into a megaphone. Sam Neill said the kids would crack up laughing, and he said he should have gotten an Oscar for getting through that scene without cracking up. Can you have a wee toady Spielberg? Roar! Like, do the roar. As a wrap gift, Steven Spielberg gave all of the cast and crew an autographed model of a raptor. Jeff Goldblum advised it is his most cherished possession. Laura Dern advised that it has traumatised her son. I was like, all right, the father, like, how lifelike's this model?
But he's put his autograph on a raptor and give them all.
Yeah. That's worth some bucks, isn't it?
Also, it's a bit douchey, though. You have my name on this.
Fuck it, why not? It's Spielberg. Thanks, babe. In 2005, Dr. Mary Schweitzer discovered red blood cells and tissue matter on a fossilized T-Rex, meaning that dinosaur cloning may one day become a reality.
I've got a park idea. Nobody better steal that now.
Rush, you've just put it on the internet, mate.
I'll edit this out. That's a $1 billion idea.
Okay. Universal Pictures paid Michael Crichton $2 million for the book rights before the book was even published. That's when you know you're onto something, isn't it?
How did they? If it's doing, somebody must have been able to read it. Obviously, because you can't just turn around and say, oh, bye. What if you'd say, I've got a lot of shit here, guys.
I mean, I'm not being funny. Somebody comes to you with a book idea and it's just like a dinosaur zoo where it all goes wrong. Somebody's like, fucking yes. I'm in,
regardless.
100%. This was Richard Attenborough's first acting role since 1979, where he appeared in The Human Factor as he stuck more to directing. His film Gandhi beat out Spielberg for E.T. for Best Director Oscar in 1983.
Oh, God, dude.
God, dude. Well, you've got beef with Spielberg. I'm honestly shocked you've not mentioned it.
I know. You don't get to hand in Schindler's List to get your degree. I'm sorry. You can fuck right off with that.
Yeah.
Some wee guy, I've got £100. I've offered to buy pints for my pals to 100%. Appear in my movie. Then he just comes in, here's Schindler's List. They're like, nah. Oh, who did you get? I got Ralph Fiennes in my movie. Who did you get? And he's like, I couldn't afford anybody.
I got my pal.
who financed your movie? Oh, well, guess what? Warner Bros. And that financed my movies. Did they, aye? Oh, honestly, man, you'd spit in his face. You'd be... Imagine going to get your wee awards, your wee robot, and fucking Spielberg walks in. Fuck off.
But Spielberg can't hang about for the actual graduation because he needs to go and film Indiana Jones.
Why does he need his doctorate or his degree?
Yeah. Like, you're fucking Steven Spielberg.
What job is he applying for that he needs us? He is the main guy in a job.
By this point, after Schindler's List, before Schindler's List, nobody's asking Spielberg for references, you know what I mean? Nobody's like, where did you spend your summers and all this shit? They're like, right, here, there you go.
He's not handing out CVs with proof of a fucking degree or whatever it was. Do you know, it's been that long I've been angry about it. I don't even know what it was he was doing it for.
Every time, that's the one thing, every time Schindler's List comes up, you don't even start ranting about how the movie's horrific and breaks your heart.
Oh no, the movie's...
Fucking Spielberg!
The movie's, it's a fantastic movie, but fuck you, Spielberg, for that.
Man.
Like, I love the guy, but fuck you for that.
You would be absolutely devastated. Like, you're in uni, you've been slaving away trying to get a college film made. You've literally filmed it in, your pal's dad's shed, do you know what I mean?
Aye.
Trying to make it this really intimate movie. Fucking boof their Schindler's List, mate. I've got a full soundtrack never, and I've got John Williams soundtrack in it.
It's not even that.
Somebody's got an acoustic guitar trying to figure something out.
Can you imagine? Is it... whoever has the best movie here, they'll get a shot at a studio.
Yeah.
And Spielberg said, I wonder what I'm going to make next. I'll just do that. The studio will give me anything I want at this stage. On the start of the studio knew that Spielberg was going to do it.
Yeah.
So it was just a bam up to the university. But whoever does it, the next big movie, you'll get it. We'll give you $200 million.
Blank check, yeah.
Then fuck you, Spielberg. Oh, there you go. You win, my man. Oh, you'd be fucking bailing.
Oh, fucking Spielberg, man. Yeah, I would love to actually meet anybody who he beat out, for his degree. Do you know what I mean?
It's not even beating out, it's more, all your thunder. If I was there, you're getting your degree for, the film school and that, is it?
You've slogged.
Your family and that are all happy for you. Then Spielberg comes in. Your family don't give a fuck about you at that stage. They're going to, let's see fucking Stevie boy, see what he's doing.
Stevie!
It's true though, like, as much as they say that if Steven Spielberg and I walked in with Schindler's List, you'd be like, nah, Roscoe, get fucked.
Yeah, you, my child is a disappointment.
You're made shite here, mate. Look at this. It's a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece 10 times over, and you're fucking
Spielberg. Yeah, like, the man who makes, like, movies that last, do you know what I mean? Like, they stand the test of time, do you know what I mean? Like, people,
the one you make gets lost in the bin.
People are still watching Schindler's List. Where the fuck's your movie? Do you know what I mean?
You forget what it was even about.
And
he hits you with Schindler's List. Oh, you'd feel defeated.
Oh man, there's loads of people that have just thrown in the towel and just like developed a drinking problem.
You know what?
I don't blame
them. It's bang out of order what he done. He doesn't need his fucking doctorate and all that. He doesn't need it.
Fucking glass.
I hate when actors do this.
Mm-hmm.
Or celebrities in general. What are you doing?
I got an honorary doctorate at my old uni or something. Yeah, or the uni for their home. It's always the uni for their hometown. Yeah,
do you need that? Is that going to help your job prospects?
Yeah.
No, fuck off then.
It's just that, look what I've got. Do you
publicity
know what I mean?
For the schools.
Yeah. Now, I'm a Taylor Swift fan, but when Taylor Swift got her honorary doctorate, I'm like, what do you need that for, him? Like, are you giving up the Eras Tour to go and just get a fucking job?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's bullshit.
Like, you've got more money than I could ever even count. And you're like, oh, but I've got a wee doctorate for the uni for my hometown. Fuck all the way off, man. You don't need that.
It's bullshit.
Do you know what I mean? Like, normal people who are actual blood, sweat, and tears into getting their degree, and then, like, Spielberg throws up just like, yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, that's great. Like, you... not my view. No, that was beautiful, Ross. That was beautiful.
It's bang out of order. It shouldn't be allowed. It would be illegal.
You phone Spielberg up the news, son. You tell him that, right?
Don't. If I ever met the man... you're all right as a director, by the way. But that's a low blow, mate.
That's a fucking disgrace, Stevie.
That's a stunt nobody should be pulling in for that. I don't want to look at you now, Stevie. Oh, Ross, I want you to be... Nah, mate, you know what? I'm not interested.
Ross, I want you to work on the music with...
Aye, you know what? I'm not interested, mate.
Yeah, I'm done, mate,
You can walk alongside John Williams. I said, you know what? I'm busy.
I don't think you can. I think John Williams is dead.
Aye, Lord, that's... Lord, I'm not meeting Steve Spielberg. It doesn't matter. I mean, I've just called the guy an arsehole in front of 3 people listening to this.
And to those 3 people, we salute.
Aye, cheers.
I'll carry on with useless information before you just fucking keep going. So,
he's not even dead.
All right, fuck, sorry, I thought he was dead. Is he not dead?
No, he's dead too. Nearly.
Well, nearly. I always thought John Williams was dead.
Nah.
Oh, well. Sorry, John Williams. James Cameron originally wanted to direct this film, but missed the bid by a few hours. He later came out in an interview to say that his version of Jurassic Park would have been 10 times more violent. All right, James Cameron.
I'm not going to rant about James Cameron.
Nay bother, Jimmy boy.
He's an awful fucking arsehole.
He is an arsehole. I love that we just sat here, do you know what I mean? Like, we're like, oh, we love talking about movies, and we just call everybody arsehole.
Nah, you've got me riled with Spielberg, man. You shouldn't have brought that up. That's ruined me.
Sorry, man.
That should ruin my day.
Well, here's the bit that you like. This is the bit that will cheer you up, hopefully. So, Harrison Ford was the first person to be offered the role of Alan Grant, Sam Neill's role. He turned it down.
Yeah, good.
No,
Sam Neill's perfect for this.
Oh, no, 100%. Yeah. And also, Harrison Ford was in fucking Star Wars and Indiana Jones and all. Like, he was having his run, you know?
Oh, my God.
Like, Harrison Ford never got off the neck of Hollywood, do you know what I mean? Other actors who were considered for this role include Richard Dreyfuss, Spielberg's wee bestie pal, Kurt Russell, and William Hurt. Not that Sam Neill doesn't have gravitas, but, you know, like, William Hurt, he's a fucking... I mean, I know he was the Dan lost in space, but, like, he's got, like, a bit of gravitas about him, do you know what I mean?
He could have played Richard Attenborough's character, I think.
I'll give you that. So, for Ellie Sattler, the Laura Dern role, Robin Wright, who was Jenny in Forrest Gump.
Too young.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Gwyneth Paltrow appears in all of these. See the ones of, like, who could have been in. Gwyneth Paltrow's in every single one.
I don't know why she's pushed.
No. Do you know why? Because is Spielberg not her godfather?
have no idea.
Look that up, because I'm sure he is. It's either him or Francis. No, Francis Ford Coppola is Nicolas Cage's godfather. Mm-hmm. I think Spielberg is Paltrow's. So that'll be how she's getting offered.
So Steven Spielberg is Gwyneth Paltrow's...
Well, there you go.
Like, godfather.
There you go, so I was right. Right, well, that'll be how she's getting all the roles then. Helen Hunt and Juliette Binoche. They were all up for Laura Dern's role. Juliette Binoche. Jim Carrey auditioned for Ian Malcolm, the Jeff Goldblum part. But I think Jeff Goldblum was like the second choice, to be
Jim
fair.
Carrey.
It'd have been too much. Michael Keaton turned down the role of Ian Malcolm due to scheduling conflicts.
Oh, what was he making in 93 to turn down the Jurassic Park?
You get that.
That must have been something pretty fucking decent anyway.
You'd hope so, eh?
I felt this to him. Imagine being able to turn down Jurassic Park.
Aye, isn't it?
Do you know what? He read about fucking... Like, he knows what Spielberg's all about, and he's like, I'm not working with him.
Oh, he's... Oh, like, he's read about the dissertation thing and be like, nah, Spielberg's a prick.
No, Batman Returns was 92, so you've got to imagine...
Aye, this came out in 93, so... He'll have been busy filming,
aye, that and all the... Promoting that for Batman.
Yeah, Batman Returns, that's the one with...
DeVito in it.
Yeah, Catwoman Penguin, and Catwoman, Penguin. My favourite one. Do you know me? I always get confused with the Batmans because I think there's about 4 Batman Returns. Do you know what I mean? The whole thing.
Aye.
Aye, that one's my favourite one. Right, we'll dive in. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, so my first one is, why is all the security systems automated by one guy?
So Dennis is the only one that runs it from his computer?
Like that.
Yeah, you think they
I get the money they've spent on this, like this part of that, and you're going to flunk out on that.
The one thing you actually need.
Thing is important to you. Like, it makes no sense to me, and the fact that it's only him that can control it.
Yeah,
like that.
Terrible idea.
Yeah,
you
that's
should
wild.
Have at least, like, a team of security guys, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, now, obviously, they've got, like, 40 scientists, like, but one security guy who's fucking dodgy, do you know what I mean?
I understand the park's not open yet and it's a test run, but surely if it was a test run, you'd have everybody there.
100%.
Like, the full compliment of what you're going to have.
100%. Exactly, because if this is a test run, like, he wants Sam Neill and Laura Dern to endorse his part to make people come. So you would make sure you were putting on a show, do you know what I mean? It's like when it's like a critic's viewing and you make sure, like, the snacks are great, seats are comfy. Like, you make sure they love
of
this
course,
film, do you know what I mean? Like, same with this.
The other thing I've got is, how quiet is that T-Rex? Like, the times that just pops up at a neighbour, and it's like, how the fuck have you not seen a T-Rex or hearing a T-Rex?
Even if it's not roaring, you're hearing the thuds, of its big fucking feet.
The only other one I've got is, why is Dennis doing this all for £1 million, or like 1.5 million?
Aye, I get you.
Is it, you're killing people, you're killing children.
Yep.
£1.5 million, mate, that's somewhere.
100%. Like, you're also putting yourself in, like, direct danger of being eaten, which, funnily enough, he does. Do you know what I mean? But, like, if I was like, right, okay, I'm going to potentially wipe out a whole park, I'm dealing with... I mean, I was going to say man-eating dinosaurs, but I don't feel like you need to put man-eating in front of dinosaurs,
just a dinosaur,
right? That thing's going to fucking eat you. And it's the way he, like, talks to it, as if it's a dog, do you know what I mean? He's like, I'll get this thing, and it's like... This thing's coming for you. Like, see when
it
he's
wants
like,
to eat you, like, not interested in a
he's
stick.
He's like, I don't have food. You are the fucking food, you idiot. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, 100%. No, I'm totally with you. This, a lot of my A's we kind of covered when we were talking about what we would do if we ran a park. Like, obviously, how much thought and research did Richard Attenborough put in before building this park? Because he just seems very like, la, 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 I could, so I did. Do you know what I mean? Like, when Laura Dern's talking to him about, like, the plants, like, that are poisonous, like, they're not good for the dinosaurs, la, la, la. Like, obviously, the Triceratops gets sick because it's eating the wrong kind of plants. And he's just like, oh, it's fine. And it's like, right, so you just kind of thought about this idea. You didn't actually put enough thought into, like, what does the dinosaur need? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like if you, like, sorry to just come back to talking about our cats, but it's not like we got the cats last week and went, cool. Yep, no problem. We'll just leave them there. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you put thought into what did I do to not kill these cats? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Same with this. Like, if all of your money is riding on these dinosaurs, how do we not kill them? How do we preserve them and give them the best diet? Do you know what I mean? And he just doesn't, he's just like, la, la, la. Do you know what I mean?
He just came up with the idea and he got the money and the backing for it. Mm-hmm. Like, as I said before, these guys are just, I think they're just riding the goofy bastard at this stage.
100%. Because also, right, so the scientists have replaced all the bits of the DNA, of the dinosaur DNA that are missing with amphibian, with toad DNA to make it like a full...
Yeah, genetic code and all that.
Thank you. So Sam Neill, when he finds the dinosaur eggs, is like, some frogs, toads, all that good stuff, can change sex if they're in a same-sex community. All of those scientists, not one turned around and went, actually, this is a possibility.
I just don't think they cared.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you, like, oh, don't worry, they're all female. There's just, like, one pair thing, and now they're all breeding. And, like, this with that many people, and Sam Neill solved it in, like, 5 seconds of seeing dinosaur eggs, and yous have all sat in a room and went, yes, excellent idea.
See,
do you know what I mean?
I think that would have been a ploy, though, because it'd be cheaper for them to reproduce than them to clone them every time.
Yeah, I get
so
you.
So it could be a case of like, right, there's excess amount, we'll need to kill off, say, 10% of them.
Yeah.
You're going to keep the younger ones because they're going to live longer.
Yep. And all right, you... Tiger King.
No, but that's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, that is a business after all, regardless of if he's meant to be this wee old, like, I don't hang his head. No, he's running a business, he needs to make money.
No, I get you. It's stupid. Also, I don't really know if this counts as an A, but it's just something that's not aged very well, and it really grinds my gears, right? So know how these days they've changed all of the names of the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Like, a Diplodocus isn't called a Diplodocus anymore, but I couldn't tell you what it's called now. Like, what I think's not aged well is that they've now changed all the names of these dinosaurs, so then kids are going to be watching this now who know all the new ones, and they're going to be like, what's Stegosaurus? Yeah. Show me ridiculous.
I don't understand why they've done it.
I don't understand why they had to change all the names. Like, again, I'm not exactly into paleontology, you know, so
no,
they're probably.
I'm not really clued up, no.
Yeah, but I just, you know, if you've been teaching kids for years, like, this is a Diplodocus, this is a Triceratops, and then you turn around and you're like, actually, no. This is actually what it was. And do you know as well, off the back of this, I feel like they've been spending so much time over the years trying to make T-Rexes not as terrifying as they were. Like, Jeremy, they're like, oh, they probably weren't that big. And you were saying the other day, they didn't roar, they, like, growled, or, like, it was, like, a low rumble, like a kind of Rottweiler rumble and all this. And it's like, and then there was someone else that was like, oh, they had more feathers and all this. Stop trying to make a T-Rex not fucking terrifying. Like, that thing is horrific.
I mean, if you live in fear of T-Rexes...
I mean, spoiler alert, guys, they've not been here for a while.
Yeah, like, we won.
Yeah.
Like,
we didn't win. The meteor won.
Life finds a way.
Life found
a way. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I'm very scared of T-Rexes. You're all right, then.
Don't go near a chicken, you know, and you're good to go.
Like, they're no real anywhere. They can't hurt you.
Aye, that's all I've got. I was just annoyed. Like, why are brontosaurus now something else?
That's bullshit.
It drives me nuts. Anyway, best kill, worst kill, what have you got?
Well, I've not really got a best kill or a worst kill because the 4 deaths in this, they're all kind of samey. Like, they get eaten.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I mean, the lawyer gets eaten when he's sitting on the pan.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's all the same. Like, I'm not here for the kills in this movie. That's not what this is about.
Yeah. I get you. See, my best kill was Dennis getting hoovered off the drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
The drag queen dinosaur. I need to actually find out this species name, but yous all know who I mean. So, my worst kill was Samuel L. Jackson becoming an arm after the Raptors. And I've got a fun fact of why.
Aye.
So basically, know how in useless information I said that Hurricane Iniki hit?
Uh-huh.
He wasn't on the island when the hurricane hit, so he couldn't get into the island film. Because apparently there was another 3-4 scenes that he was going to be in, and because he couldn't get back, they just killed him off.
Had to kill him off.
So that is why Samuel L. Jackson's the worst kill, because we could have had more Samuel L. Jackson in this film.
Samuel Jackson was a weird... Like, the 90s, I was just, he was appearing in a lot of stuff. Like,
yeah, and, like, as every type of, like, every kind of part, big parts, wee parts, yeah, cameos, like, do you know what I mean?
I mean, fair dues.
That man's booked.
Yeah, it's, booked, I mean, there's busy. A reason he's made about a bajillion movies. But
100%.
Like, it was just weird, like, seeing, knowing who Samuel Jackson, especially now, like, obviously, he was a big deal in the 90s and
yeah,
that, but, I mean, with the whole Marvel stuff and that, like, he's got recognition everywhere.
Yeah, every generation knows who Samuel yeah. Jackson is by different
there's
ways.
A move, there's a era of Samuel Jackson for every 100%. Generation. He's a computer guy smoking a cigarette in this.
Yeah. No, like, I totally fair get you. You. I totally get you. Have you got a worse guy whose hairline you're seeing?
It's going to be Dennis, isn't it?
I've got Dennis as
like,
well.
He's the guy, Wayne Knight, his name is the actor. Mm-hmm. He plays him well. Like,
he's such a that guy, if you know yeah. what I mean. Like, he's literally, he's been in so much. Like, you know his face, but you don't know his name. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Is that he plays him so well, and he's meant to be unlikable.
Yeah, I mean, he was a prick in Space Jam as well. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
So, he plays it well, but he is the worst guy.
Yeah, fuck him.
Like, he fucks the whole park up, which, maybe if it was a success, we could have dinosaurs now. People are like, this can be done. So, fuck you, Dennis.
Yeah, now Dennis has put all these scientists off of wanting to clone yeah. dinosaurs. Who's in a different movie?
Oh, security guy. Easy.
The raptor guy?
Aye.
I know, like, he's very doom and gloom, isn't he?
They all kind of, because it's at the part of the movie where they're all still in, like, awe. Like, it's quite whimsical. The music's whimsical. And all the actors are just loving it.
Yep.
Then it's him. Aye, these things will kill you. Is it? Mate, fuck off.
Aye, shut up. Like, don't like, talk sense right now.
And he's like, oh, they're getting smarter. Like, we need to be really careful. And yeah. Like, fuck off. Let them be happy.
Yeah. I had the lawyer. Like, he just doesn't. He's like a non-entity. Like, see if the lawyer. I understand why he's here, but you don't even look at him in half the scenes. Like, he's such a non-entity. The only thing is when he gets eaten. Do you know what I mean? But, like, he's in most of the start of the film and you're not even looking at him.
Probably the point of it is that he doesn't want to be there. This doesn't interest. It's only the fact that his clients are wanting money or, like, wanting to make their money back on this.
Yeah, 100%.
So, I know, I'll give you that. Just he's a lawyer, eh? Most lawyers are assholes.
100%, 100%. I'm out. Are you ever out?
I've wrote here, welcome to Jurassic Park.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
So, I don't think
so,
I'll.
Like, turn. Oh, right. I thought you meant, yeah. like, turn it off.
No, I'm not out, so just welcome to Jurassic Park.
Excellent. I'm so in. No, I'm the same as you. I'm never out. We've got a new category for the end as well. Cats review. So, Junie slept out in the hall, did not give a fuck. Jurassic spent the whole movie making biscuits and only opened his eyes during the raptor chase, so solid failure for his namesake.
Yeah, I've got here. They gave it a kip in a biscuit making shift. They could not give less of a shit if they tried.
100%. And yet, straight after we watched this, I put heat on. Junie was like on the table
and on
watching
it,
yeah. like actually obsessed. So I'm thinking we just need to find, like, maybe she's an Al Pacino fan, you know, maybe she wants some serious cinema, she wants to watch some actors, so, you know, we'll crack what movie interest the cats have, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for coming for our Jurassic Park episode. Next week, I mean, I've already kind of spoiled it, like, we're doing two episodes on the cat's namesakes. The other cat's called June. Think of that what you will. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
It's Jurassic Park. It's a massive park.
What could possibly go wrong?